B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, it's time. We've been waiting for this. We're getting prepared for a huge football game. So let's chat with the man himself, the man with the inside info, the man who's got a good clue. He's got the experience. It's Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Now, don't put too much pressure on me.
Okay, not too much. Okay, only two things we want to talk to you about this morning. We want to talk about the big game coming up against, the Chiefs.
Yes.
And the second thing we want to talk about is the implosion of the Boston Celtics. So let's start with the football team this morning. What's going to happen in Kansas City?
The first time these two teams met, they put on an epic performance, 43-40. And my takeaway from that game was Kansas City lost at home in Foxborough, but they said, we can beat these guys. I think that they've carried that attitude forward, and they'll carry that attitude onto the field in their own place on Sunday. Now, each of these teams are actually better than they were then. Each of these teams' defenses are better than they were then. From the Patriots' point of view, I'll say that what every team in every sport wants to do as they enter their postseason is to be peaking, playing their best, whatever the sport happens to be.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are coming off their finest game of the year. So we can safely say that they are peaking and playing the way that they would dream about playing. They have no excuses. As far as we know, they're healthy. They came out of that game against the Chargers intact. They had 100% practice participation last week, so we know that they were healthy for that game. You have to feel good. Now, it's in Kansas City, and the frustrating thing that I'm sure will be going through our minds at some point on Sunday, if things turn around in the wrong way, is, this game should be in Foxborough, and the only reason it's not in Foxborough is one play against Miami, what friend of mine calls the Three Stooges play, and that's all in Bill. Bill has to live with this. I mean, he made a bad choice. I mean, the genius screwed up. But anyway, the game's in Kansas City. Are they capable of winning it? Of course. I love the way they played last Sunday. So I do feel good about the game. But don't underestimate, Kansas City is very much for real, and this young quarterback is the next great thing, Patrick Mahomes.
That's the thing. Can the Patriots' defense contain this kid? He can move. He can throw. He can do everything. He can run.
The thing is that you're right. You know, you flush him out of the pocket, he gets even more dangerous because he has the uncanny ability to throw from different arm angles. Moving to his left, he can throw back to his right in a way that is seldom done. Also, he can beat you with his own legs. He can what they now call extend the play. He can run, and he's a weapon. And the guy that really worries me is Tyreek Hill, the little 5'6", 5'7".
So fast.
He has already had 2 75-yard touchdown receptions against the Patriots in his short NFL career.
Yes.
And he's terrifying. Every play, he's a little firecracker ready to explode. So he's going to have to be kept under control.
But, Bob, now I'm curious, the coaching matchup. I feel like we can always count on Andy Reid to do something stupid.
The common perception is that he's a poor clock time manager.
Yeah.
Brady is, I mean, Belichick, obviously, in general terms, is one of the greatest. So, yeah, I always like Bill. In any coaching matchup, we get the check mark, okay? Reid is a respected coach for his offensive mind, and there's all kinds of talk. All he needs to make sure he goes to the Hall of Fame is get one Super Bowl. He has had none. And he's well-respected within his profession, but the one little the Achilles heel thing is, in fact, that he's had problems in the past with the time management.
Okay.
Just one more quick question. Can Sony Michel gain 100 yards on the road?
Well, it's up to the big boys up front. I mean, they created it. If he gets the holes, he'll go. And along those lines, Gronk last week as a blocker was conspicuously great.
Unbelievable.
Really, really great. And he's not the old Gronk and never will be. The body is just not going to allow it, but he still has the capability of blocking. And that was really good. Michelle ran very, very well. He couldn't ask for more.
All right. Can we talk Celtics?
Very much so after that game last night.
Yeah, all of a sudden they showed up. Did Kyrie calling LeBron James after the big loss in Orlando help them last night?
I don't know. I think every little bit helped. I mean, first of all, they were intact. And though the box score won't reveal, they would not have won that game if you take out this guy, that guy, that guy, they wouldn't have won the game. But one guy they wouldn't have won the game without was Aaron Baines. And they have not had him for a month. And he had 9 points. He had four offensive rebounds that kept the ball alive for them and took up space, what I call useful space, useful big man space, and gives them a dimension that they lack otherwise. They don't have a comparable big body. They needed him. And now, it's obviously, Kyrie was a superstar in the fourth quarter, particularly. And that duel that he had with Kyrie Leonard is why the NBA is so appealing at times. These are great, great athletes. And that was a my turn, your turn battle of one-upsmanship that you know was very uplifting. And Kyrie had the final say. But you know, that you're right. That was a very, very good team performance overall. They did lose a 16-point lead, but they kept their composure in the fourth quarter. Got big plays from a number of different people. And this is coming off. I happened to be in Brooklyn on Monday night when they stunk up the joint in that third period, give up 44 points. They were awful. Yeah. But they didn't have Kyrie, they didn't have Smart, and they didn't have Baines. Now, that wasn't the full excuse. They're supposed to have a lot of depth. But last night we saw what they're capable of. So they have been, however, a tease this year. They have done this in the past and then fallen on their face, as they did last week when they lost those three terrible games to three teams that they shouldn't lose to. So it's not settled yet. But it was very encouraging what we saw last night.
One more question. Hank, what do you got there?
Well, I just want to, Kyrie, very demonstrative, you know, in the timeout the other night. He kind of basically called out some Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, some of the younger players. He says, we have inexperience on this. This is a leadership-laden team, though. What's up with Kyrie?
Well, what's up is that he's a complex figure. We've had this discussion before, and I suspect we'll continue to have it as long as he's in Boston. He definitely views himself as being a leader and being a very intelligent individual, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. And he's going to keep saying things. He clearly has positioned himself as the leader. I got the ring, guys. None of yous guys got a ring.
No.
I got a ring. Yeah. And not only do I have a ring, I have a ring because I made what is the most famous single shot in 21st century NBA basketball. He had a game-winning basket to beat the Warriors that was a nerveless basket that a big-time shot. He's got it on his resume, so he's pulling rank here.
Yeah, you gotcha. Be the one taking it.
Okay, well, Mr. Everything, thank you so much. Do we have any shameless plugs today?
Not for the weekend, but I'll be back on some. We get my schedule on Around the Horn next week, and also the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom tomorrow morning. It'll be aired.
Awesome.
Okay, well, when we talk next time, we'll know the Super Bowl matchups.
We'll have lots to talk about.
Okay, have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.